إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن ولا بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about sending humankind onto the earth, إِنِّي جَعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, surely I am going to send on the earth my Khalifa, my vicegerent, my governor. I remind myself and you that we came here for a purpose, and that purpose was to be the khulafa, was to be the khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth. Now, what is the difference between being a khalifa? What does it mean to be a khalifa? To be a khalifa is to be somebody who carries out the instructions of the king, of the ruler. A khalifa is the vicegerent. A khalifa is somebody who carries out the will of the ruler. Allah did not say, Inni ja'ilun fil ardi malik, that truly I'm going to send on the earth a king. Allah said, Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. Now, what is the difference between a khalifa and a king? A king is the owner, the king is the ruler, the king is the lawmaker. The khalifa is the representative of the king. He is not the owner. He rules in the name of the king, on behalf of the king, and he implements the law which is made by the king. Number two, the king is not accountable to anybody. The king can do whatever he wants. The absolute monarch, his word is the law. Whereas for the khalifa is accountable to the king. No matter how powerful and important the khalifa may seem to be in the eyes of others, he is accountable to the king. And number three is that the king takes care of the khalifa. The affairs of the khalifa are the responsibility of the king. Now, this means that the khalifa does not have to stress out himself or herself to look after herself or himself, or to take care of their own personal needs, to find a house, to find food. All of this is taken care of by the king, by the state. Now, what is this law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore, since this is the role of the khalifa, to carry out the orders of the king, to establish the law of the king on the land, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a law. And these laws came in the form of different books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the ages, the last of which is Al-Quran Al-Kareem, which is the book that we believe in and we live by, alhamdulillah. This is what we try to do. Now, what is the benefit of this law? What is the benefit if we live in this world as we were meant to live, which is as the khulafa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The first benefit is that there would be sanctity for life, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in his kitab in Surah Al-Ma'idah that the taking of one life unjustly, meaning that he's not talking about somebody who, a criminal who has been sentenced to death after due process of law. He's talking about murder, no matter what form it takes. In India today, we seem to have accepted murder done by the police called encounters. It is murder. Believe me, there is no other word for it, because no due process of law is followed. A so-called criminal, I'm saying so-called because as far as the law is concerned, you are innocent until you are proven guilty. And that is the reason why we have a criminal court, and that's the reason why we have courts. But we seem to have accepted the fact that it is okay for a policeman to decide who is a criminal and just to kill him. Believe me, that is called murder. Islam does not allow this. So under Islamic law, the killing, taking of one life unjustly is equal to the taking of life of all of humanity. And the saving of one life is equal to the saving of the lives of all humanity. Please notice the Quran does not say this, the taking of life of a Muslim or the saving of life of a Muslim. It says one life. So taking the life of anybody, Muslim or not, or saving the life of anybody, Muslim or not, is equal to doing the same for all of humanity. This is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Imagine if this law were to be established, what kind of a world would we have? Right now we are looking at absolute massacre, we are looking at genocide. I don't even know what to call it because I've run out of words. I'm seeing some absolutely incredibly horrific pictures of Ghouti in Syria, where the forces, the Russians and the forces of Assad, are completely annihilating the population of the city, and the world sits and stands by and watches. We are seeing what is happening to the Rohingya in Burma, in Myanmar, and the world sits and watches. We are seeing what has been happening for the last 70 years to Palestinians in Gaza and in the occupied West Bank and so on, at the hands of the Israelis, and the world is sitting and watching and aiding and abetting that. This is the alternative. The law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have ensured that none of this would have happened, for the simple reason that this is the law. Taking the life of one human being unjustly is equal to taking the lives of all humanity, and therefore it is prohibited. Second thing, there would be no discrimination on the basis of color, on the basis of race, on the basis of skin, on the basis of nationality, on any basis, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we have created you in different tribes and in different races, لِتَعَارَفُوا, so that you recognize one another, so that you appreciate one another. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that superiority is only on the basis of piety. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum, that the best of you is the one who is the most pious. So therefore you would not have discrimination, people against people. On the other hand, you would have people who are competing not for wealth and so on and so forth, but for in terms of piety, of trying to be as pious and good as possible. The law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, give to the weak. It says give to the help the weak. It says give to those who do not have. It propagates and it promotes charity as the best value to have. All of these, it talks about taking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Sakhara lakum ma fi samawati ma fil ard." He said that take the whatever is in the heavens and the earth has been made for your benefit, which means take care of it. It is meant for you, so look after it. So you would not have exploitation of you, of you would not have of you would not have pollution of the environment. You would not have exploitation of the environment. Exploitation of all kinds would be gone. You would not today be plagued by things like global warming and plastic pollution and all of that sort of stuff. I know this sounds like utopia, and we have been schooled to become cynical. We have been given this false image to say that the world by nature is nasty, and therefore nastiness is what we must expect. And if somebody paints a picture which is not nasty, you laugh at him and you say, oh, but you see, this is utopian. Well, I laugh at you and say that your nastiness is the opposite of utopian, so therefore I laugh at you. I would say that to me, an earth which is which has justice on it, which discourages and eliminates exploitation of all kind, an earth which is populated by people who are compassionate and kind, to me this is not only possible, but it's eminently something that is that can be done and should be done and will happen if people live like what they are, which is Khalifa fil Ard, that they are the Khulafa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they are the people who establish the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth instead of pretending to be kings. Take for example the issue of gun violence in the United States. I was looking at the statistics. It's absolutely unbelievably horrific. Where the latest school killing happened, 17 children were killed in the school by another student. I was looking at the figures of gun violence from 2014 onwards. It's approximately 15,000 people, 15,000 Americans are dying every year because of gun violence. And this does not, it says clearly on that site that it does not include suicides, which are in the range of about 22,000-23,000 a year. So you're talking about roughly 40,000 Americans are being killed by gun violence. Now, my point is, why, if you had, for example, an organization in America, whichever it was, a so-called terrorist organization, which was killing 15,000 people every year, what would you do? You would freak out completely. You would make sure that this organization did not exist. You would wipe it off the face of the earth. You would have the entire FBI and you would have the entire US Army behind that organization and saying that 15,000 Americans are being murdered and slaughtered every year, and we just cannot allow this to happen. But the same thing is happening by normal, ordinary, your neighborhood Americans. Not only is nothing done to change that, but people are actually fighting to preserve that state of being by talking about the right to self-defense. Now, my point is, nobody denies the right to self-defense, but if in a state you tell the people that you have to defend yourselves, what does it say about you as a state? What is the state supposed to do? It is the job of the state to defend its citizens against all forms of crime and aggression. It is not the job of the citizen to defend himself and the state to say, well, you know, that's your lookout. That is absolute nonsense. But this nonsense happens because you do not have the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established on the earth. And instead of that, you have the law which is brought on by gun lobbies, by all kinds of self-interest, special interest groups, who, because of the power of money and because of the power of political influence, they want to rule the earth, and then they rule the earth in their own way, which is what results in misery for everybody else. Now, the point I'm saying here is that it's very important, therefore, for us to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to be khulafa on the earth, and as long as we do that, the ones to benefit are ourselves. It's not, Allah does not benefit from anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is is who has samad. He doesn't have any need, and therefore he does not have anything to benefit from. He is the one who causes benefit. He does not need benefit. Second important thing is that when we do our job, then our own welfare and our own sustenance and everything else is the job of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's His responsibility, which He does without any fault in it, as a result of which we are free from all forms of we ourselves becomes free from from all forms of anxiety of any kind. No anxiety about sustenance, no anxiety about safety or food and anything like this. All comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is the benefit of this. Now, today, instead of that, we have done two things. That we imagine that we are kings. We imagine that we are therefore not accountable to anybody. And therefore, we have created a living hell for ourselves on the face of the planet. And we forget the fact that when we go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are still answerable to Him. Because just because we decided not to follow the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said, "Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa," I'm sending you as a khalifa. Just because we decided that we are not interested to accept this, just because we decided we are something other than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us, it does not change the fact that we are still accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one day we will face Him and we will answer for what we did or what we chose not to do. I remind myself and you, let us stay within our boundaries. Let us remind ourselves that we are the people who have been sent to do something useful in this world and to create goodness all around us, not to create misery and suffering in the name of self-indulgence. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to guide us and to keep us within the boundaries that He set for ourselves. which is for our own benefit. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand that this is for our own benefit and to follow those rules. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.